VS Public Media.
Everybody, once again, it's a Thursday edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. We've got an hour, a busy hour up ahead. You know, there's a big thing happening next week, the South Louisiana Songwriters Festival and Workshop Solo is going to be happening. We're going to be talking to folks putting things on. We got Mark Falgu here, basically the founder of this event, a series of events. I mean, this is a big, big thing. Well, just hang around. We'll wait till you hear what's coming up here in Lafayette next week. Also, C.C. Adcock is scheduled to drop by. We're going to talk about his solo. He has a little showcase happening next week as well. Lots going on. We're going to start off with music by Roddy Romero, the Hub City All-Stars, Rock and Roll and Soul Radio to kick off this caravan.
Run cold. What happened to rock and roll soul?
nickel and dime. You're taking me down, inch by inch, wasting my soul, baby, pinch by pinch. I'm under your spell, no mind of my own, sunk to the level of sticks and stones. Slingshots shots and boomerangs, you won't be happy till you see me hang. You're way down wicked, you just don't look it. You look so good, but you're so damn crooked. Crooked like wood, that wouldn't make nothing but slingshots and boomerangs. Help myself. You're making my home like an Alcatraz cell. Friends and relations never come round. Bad reputation I'll never live down. Lord knows that people got to be free. All your evil put the chains on me. Slingshots and boomerangs, you won't be happy till you see me. You just don't look it. You look so good, but you're so damn crooked. Crooked like wood, that wouldn't make none of us. Slang shots and boomerang.
Shot and boomerang thing happening here on the caravan. David Egan, a song he wrote, co-wrote with C.C. Adcock, who's right here in the studio, along with Mark Falgu. And we're all excited about the big festival coming to town, the South Louisiana Songwriters Festival and Workshop. And I guess the brainchild behind all of this is Mark Falgu right here, man. Mark, welcome first off.
Thank you so much, Cecil. Thanks for having me, man. You know, the brainchild, I don't know how my brain works sometimes. You know, sometimes it just gets ahead of myself. So,
Well, it seemed like it almost might have this time. This is a big deal. It's getting bigger, it seems, with each day.
It is, you know, and once, like we said a little bit earlier, once when you look at the schedule in print right there and see all the things that are happening, it's we can talk about everything that's going on that wouldn't have enough time in your hour show, but, you know, I'll start off by saying, solosongwriters.com, downloadable PDF. Take that, take a look at that and just kind of blow your mind about what we put together.
Yeah, when we're talking about nationally recognized – some of the best songwriters in the country that are going to be in Lafayette next week.
Well, it is, and we have some of the best writers here in town,
yes,
you know? So,
yes.
I mean, that was the impetus of putting all this together, to bring these folks together and kind of have people come down to Lafayette and create. You know, we're very performance-oriented society, but, you know, it's all about making good music. And, you know, we have the writers here, and we want folks to come down and kind of collaborate with our people, see what we have, and, you know, want to spend some time, not just for this weekend, but, you know, in the future, for buy a house,
right,
rent
right.
studio space.
Now, these will, just to kind of explain, you know, just general to the people, this is going to be a series of performances, obviously performances and workshops. So do you have to go to the website to sign up? Kind of give us a little overview of what's going on, you know, overall.
Well, fortunately for us, the workshop is full. You know, it's actually overfull,
okay,
right there. So we've accomplished our goal on that part right there.
And we're having some here in the studio.
It's going to be great. You have 4 days of writers right outside your studio. Get to check it out, you know. Two groups of writers. After that, it is a festival. We have performances on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then all day Saturday and Sunday. And one of the things to mention that's going to be different than a lot of other places is that when you look at the schedule, you see the performer that's slotted. Well, you know, he'll be performing their songs, but chances are he'll bring people up that he collaborated with during the week. We don't know who those are going to be. We don't know who's going to be paired up with what. So kind of be like a little rhythm and roots for a festival at the Blue Moon. You know, we're putting people together who just met and create some amazing music. So, you know, even though you see where it says CC scheduled for Sunday at 4 o'clock, it might be he and Peter Case and his brother. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen right there. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of surprises to come that I don't even know about.
The whole spirit of Lafayette lends itself to unpredictability as far as those kind of situations are concerned. So, yeah, it's best just to be there as much as you can, because who knows what's going to happen.
Hey, look, we sold this dream to a lot of folks from outside the town, outside the state, outside the country, who are all excited about coming in. So we have something to show. So what we need to do is get our local support to come out and let people know that we really are the music town, and experience something that's going to be truly unique in Lafayette.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for getting this on. And I tell you what, there's so much going on. Once again, the kickoff concert is next Wednesday with Mary Gauthier and Kimmy Rhodes over at Warehouse 535. I guess that's the official kickoff. So, that, you know, that in itself would be a big deal for Lafayette. And that's only just the, you know, the preview, the opening night, you know. So
right, that's the tip. CC is going to talk about what he's got going on Thursday night, which is going to be pretty special in itself. And then on Friday, which is going to be really different, is we're going to go ahead and after the 4 days of writers working together, we're going to pick the top 12, 14 songs, give them Friday afternoon to go ahead and work on their final arrangements, and then do a world premiere Friday night at First United Methodist Church. So to do a musical event in a town like Lafayette, that's something that hasn't been done before, is kind of hard to do, but I think we're going to pull that off on Friday. So
now, is there going to be a song contest, more or less?
It won't be a contest, but it's just be the organizers who are going to go ahead and look and say, hey, look, that's important. A really nice composition.
Excellent.
You put together, and then you get to world premiere that here in Lafayette. So
wow.
If you want to hear something that's never been heard before, and it was created in this town over the last 4 days, that's what's going to make that really special.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much, Mark, for putting this together. And we're big excited about this, man.
All right, Cecil, thanks for having me. And keep up talking about us, all right?
We certainly will. As Mark moves out, hey, we've got the guy who's pretty much put together the Thursday night event. And this is it will be entitled Songs Over Style. And this is all CC Adcock's brainchild. So
don't blame me.
So, well, who thought of it, man?
Yeah, no. I think it's great. What happened is that Mark and a few people, Mark certainly leading the head of it, with some friends of ours at publishing companies outside of town here, some big national publishing companies, realized that the Buddy Holly Foundation was trying to find a place in the U.S. to bring over a satellite of this great songwriter retreat they've been doing in the U.K. at Glastonbury for years. And that was, you know, usually run by Chris Difford from The Squeeze. And they wanted to bring it to America. And, of course, the Buddy Holly family thought, well, we'll do it at Austin because it's a Texas family. We'll do it at South by Southwest. And David Hirschland at BMG and Mark and a few other people, we were able to sort of say, you know, that's not the best idea in the world, because it's going to get lost at South by Southwest. Well, what about Nashville? Well, Nashville needs another songwriter retreat like a hole in the head. Mark was able to get the circle the wagons and get the forces here in town, as is always the case with Lafayette and the government here, to open their arms and pockets and doors and go, hey, let's land this thing in Lafayette. And, you know, like Mark said, we have a festival for everything here from, you know, Mirlitons to Zydeco, and it's all great. But the most natural resource I think we have as an artist who's lived here my whole life is our ability to tell stories and write songs, and it's the original works that carry all of these different styles and genres forward. So I kind of came up with this idea that to try to illustrate that, I was going to get the most varied, stylistically varied artist I knew in my world and that live in this community to get together and try to pare it down so it's just songs over style. Mm-hmm. So we have Ani DeFranco, one of the great American songwriteresses, is that a word?
Yeah.
Of our time. Just a great poet and you know, iconic artist who lives in New Orleans. Work with Ani quite a bit. Her husband and I make records a lot together. I played on a lot of Ani's records.
She was even here during
she
Katrina.
Wrote out Katrina here in Lafayette, and kind of that's when she fell in love with Lafayette at a, you know, in a bittersweet way. Mm-hmm. But there's been many a night that we went out in the countryside and heard Keith Frank, and she loves Keith's work. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised to know that there's all this interrelated compatibility and friendships and even artistry amongst these artists. So I've got Ani, I've got Keith Frank come in, the great Keith Frank, who has dominated dance halls and airwaves down here since the early 90s, and he's done it one way. It's not because he's got the right pair of boots or the right cowboy hat. He's got the songs, and mm-hmm. Keith has just consistently written these really catchy songs, much different than the way Ani writes or what are the subject matter, for sure. But they both admire each other.
And that's the whole point. You have a very diverse group of songwriters here.
Yeah, we'll have Keith on stage. We'll have Ani on stage. We'll have Tiff Lanson, who's written some great songs for Givers and otherwise. She'll be on stage with Julie Odell, who I really am excited about, a great songwriter here in town. And Tiff and Julie are doing a duo together these days called Jelly Toast. I'm going to have my swamp papa, Tommy McLean. You know, who knows more about hit songs than Tommy.
Right,
he wrote his very first one. He had his first number one for Freddie Fender in 1966. He's had a bunch of great songs. He understands a great song. He can deliver a great song. More importantly, we just kind of found out just recently, late last year, Tommy's got this amazing batch of new great songs that are every bit as special as the Bobby Charles catalog and some of the great Tommy McLean tunes that you already have on your jukebox. So mm-hmm. going to have all these people on stage along with a friend of Ani's, a chick that Ani turned me on to, this lady called Princess Shaw. Mm-hmm. Who is just a fantastic story. Some people might have seen she had a film about the sort of meteoric rise she had. She's a YouTube sensation.
Right. It was featured in the Cane Fire film series. Saw it. A lot of people here in Lafayette.
Yeah, and it was at Sundance and a bunch of things. Anyway, this girl is from New Orleans, and she works at an old folks home. Mm-hmm. And she sings her songs into her phone and puts them up on YouTube.
Right.
And this great producer called Kudiman in Tel Aviv, Israel, found her on the internet, on YouTube, mm-hmm. and started composing these incredible arrangements around these films of her.
Basically, she would just put videos of herself doing her raps, her little poems, and I mean, then all of a sudden she's. Someone presents her with this. Actually, that was a great fact. The fact that it was sort of put together as a film, you know, because they were there to film when she first discovered that he had done
this.
She
didn't even know this was happening.
Right. And there was a camera in front when she first saw this.
Right. And we're gonna have some video components to show a couple little clips of how this was put together. And it really does bring up and ask the question and sort of shine a light on this new way that everyone's using everything these days as a renewable resource to compose with. And who owns this stuff? You know, it was made up of all sorts of little snippets from all over the internet. It's really, really an interesting time in digital music. And anyway, we're going to have all these crazy, varied artists that all live in South Louisiana on a stage at one time. It might be a complete mess, but I think I can direct the traffic, and we're each going to just play some songs and talk about our process. Not a whole lot of talking, mostly music. But if you love Ani or you love Keith Frank, love Tiff and the Givers, Tommy McLean, OCC, come out and see us.
Something for everybody.
Come out
there
and see us. And I think you'll be surprised that we've all actually worked and known each other. I remember Ani was with us when we were making a little band of Gold record, and that's when she first sort of fell in love with Tommy and got to know who he was. And, of course, Tommy's been to her house to record a few times. And it's a whole bunch of intertwined stuff. So I think it's going to be a really interesting night of music. And like Mark said, all weekend long at Blue Moon and Warehouse, there's going to be a festival style of just the best songwriters from all over the country. I mean, Peter Case, for me, he wrote Hanging on the Telephone. I mean, I never see a jukebox that has a Blondie greatest hits on it that I'll go play Hanging on the Telephone. He wrote that for the Germs.
And also he was – also I remember I saw Peter Case. I originally saw Peter Case back in 1980 when he was a member of Plimsolls.
Plimsolls, a million miles
away.
I
saw him in L.A. I saw him two nights in a row at the Starwood in L.A.
A million miles
away. I was blown away with the guy. Then all of a sudden later on, you know, with Plimsolls kind of break up, he comes off as this acoustic-based singer-songwriter that's considered one of the greatest, America's greatest.
Really like a true icon and only in America sort of thing. This guy, you know, started off in the punk generation, ended up making some of the greatest new wave pop songs, and then now just writes songs that just stand the time, every bit as good as, you know, he's the rock and roll Woody Guthrie. I mean, he just writes great songs about things that are going on. Jim Lauderdale, of course, Ani will be on our show. Jim Lauderdale, what can you say? He's just written so many number one country songs. Anyway, great stuff going on. Also to mention, I know it's a whole lot for people to take in, and hopefully people get up to speed. And the good news is that the Buddy Holly Foundation has awarded 5 years. They're going to stick behind this for 5 years. So this thing's going to grow. It doesn't mean you shouldn't come out this very first year just because it's going to be here next year, but it's going to grow. And that's one of the real great assets that we have, is that the Buddy Holly people have backed it for 5 years. So it's going to continue to grow. We're going to do a Dreamer Brunch for my good buddy.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that, David Egan.
Yeah, so on Sunday, which was a David Egan sort of day, you know, you just played Slingshots, we're going to have a David Egan Dreamer Brunch. Rhonda Egan, his wife, has been doing a whole lot with the Egan Foundation, and we're going to speak to all the things she's been doing in the community. She's been raising money on David's behalf, getting pianos fixed at USL, UL, I'm sorry, I'm old school, and getting and having a piano competition and doing some really neat things. And so we're going to have everybody, Dylan LeBlanc, myself, Michael Juan Nunez, Kristen Diable, Zachary Richard, Sam Broussard, everyone in town is going to come and play a couple of David Egan songs on Sunday. And you'll have mimosas and biscuits by Edie's and grits and griots and all sorts of neat things on Sunday at the Warehouse.
Right. I assume there's information on that at the website as well.
One last and very important shout out is that on Saturday at, I believe, 1 o'clock, let me just make sure I get this right. I'm looking at it right now. Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Warehouse, I want to call out to every musician within the sound of my voice. If you're in the business, if you're not in the business, if you've been there and back again, if you're a big boy who's toured all over the world and had big record deals and publishing deals, if you're just wondering about how it works, we're going to have a little panel discussion, free to everyone. This thing's totally free. 1 o'clock, about publishing and about the current state of digital rights and payments. We're just going to tell some war stories. We're not going to make it boring. We're going to have the great David Hirschland, who is the president of BMG Publishing, and he's involved because BMG owns the rights to the Buddy Holly catalog in America. Paul McCartney owns those rights everywhere else in the world. And maybe one day we'll get Mr. Sir Paul to come down. But anyway, we're going to talk with David and Dino Gankendorf, who's a music business attorney who a lot of us have used over the years out of New Orleans, and just really try to discuss what this intellectual property is. Musicians are so busy making the music. We're not always the best businessmen. And we always have these egos that don't want to let up that we don't know what the hell we might be talking about. But this is a chance for everybody to come out, ask any question you want. The most basic things will be discussed. And we'll also tell some more stories about the current state of prices of things in film and music and all that stuff. So anyway, I think it's one of the great great things we're doing here, not just entertaining people, but educating people and giving people the tools they need to make it out there in the big, bad world.
All right. The South Louisiana Songwriters Workshop and Festival happening beginning next week. And, yeah, it's talking about David Egan. I mean, what David Egan gives, I mean, just to hang around David Egan for 5 minutes, you'll get a songwriting tutorial anyway if you're hanging out with him. I mean, it's just such a shame that he can't be here for this.
And, well, he is here.
His spirit's
the
here.
Songs live.
And the fact that we're dedicating a day to him is just incredible. Thanks.
And in the future, there'll be Bobby Charles ones, and, you know, there's so many great songwriters that have come from this area.
The
D.L. Menards, everybody. This thing's going to grow. There's a million things that we can do, a million great options. So just y'all come out and support it this first year so that we have a little gas in the tank. And make sure you come out on Thursday night to Songs Over Style, Ani DeFranco, Tommy McLean, Keith Frank, Princess Shaw, Tiff Lamson, and Julie O'Dell and myself. It's going to be a lovely mess.
It is. Cece, thanks so much for coming by. We're going to go on out with some Ani DeFranco. This is from a most recent album.
I was done at 16, showing up for class. I was out there in the rain, learning how to kick some ass. I was done at 16, using my mama's key. It was all on me. It was all on me. My right to choose. You don't get to play God.
taxes like any working man. And I feel I've earned my right to choose. You don't get play God, man. I do. You don't get play God, man. I do. You don't get play God, man. I do.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Yeah, it's Imani DeFranco, who will be at the Songwriters Festival next week, a week from today, actually. From her latest release, Binary, we heard Play God, Imani DeFranco. Time to look at the Medicine Ball calendar. It looks like the Nouveau String Band are going to be performing this evening at the St. Street Inn. Tommy Shreve's Americoustic early show, 7 o'clock, happens at Artmosphere. The Wayne Blue Burns Band hits Dat Dog Lafayette, and it's the Blue Monday All-Stars playing the Grouse Room tonight. Friday, Downtown Alive happens in Park International once again. Performing will be Steve Riley, the Mamou Playboys, along with special guests. Lil Buck Senegal will be at Artmosphere on Friday. Chuck Brodsky at the Red Dragon Listening Room over in Baton Rouge. It's Fufale over at the Blue Moon Saloon. Gerard Delafosse will be at Dat Dog Lafayette. Social Circle and Scenic World will both hit the Worst Beer Garden on Friday. And Gino Delafosse, French Rock and Boogie, hit the Grouse Room. Moving to Saturday, Blake Miller and the Old Fashioned Aces, along with Keith Anthony and G-Town, play Artmosphere. There'll be Melting Pot Show number 7 happening at the Blue Moon Saloon Saturday with Dr. C and the Gree-Gree, Shrugs, Scenic World, and the New Natives Brass Band. Cedar Crest Ramblers play Dat Dog Downtown Lafayette. Major Handy will be at the Worst Beer Garden. And Richard LaBeouf plays the Grouse Room. And coming up at 12 noon today, it's Lee Kleinpeter with Old Gold, followed at 1 o'clock by Dan Phillips, who will be in and, as always, will funkify your life. Hey, ever want to know a song that you're hearing on the Medicine Ball Caravan? You can go to the website right now, krvs.org. We got it on the playlist happening. You can also access locally produced shows, some 30 of them here at KRVS. We record them, put them up on the website. You can't download them, but you can definitely stream them directly from the website. And we archive them. They go back years for some shows. All of that and so much more at krvs.org. And again, a big thanks to all who pledged their support last week during our spring fundraiser. It was a big success. Thanks to you. '71, some classic Flamin' Groovies.
Yeah, my man. Well, I had a little bobble with a big green eye, so I could take you home and try you on for size. You got a hidey hide. You got to hide it, hide. You got to hide it, hide if you wanna get along with me. Well, sweet little baby, well, you look so fine, but to be my woman, got to walk the line. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn if you wanna get along with me. Mow the lawn. book for the doctor and a book for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on being till it throw me in hers. I got to boogie, I got to boogie, I boogie disease. Damn it all back. Bugger with the doctor to the break of dawn, and if the band drops dead, we keep it rocking on. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog if you wanna get along with me. You gotta hate it, hate. 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 You gotta hate it, hey, you gotta hate it, hey, you gotta hate it, hey. You gotta hate it, hey. You gotta hate it. We'll be right back.
classic Stones going back almost 50 years, back to 1969. Sister Mary Clayton breaking the sound barrier in the middle of that track. Gimme Shelter. T-Rex before that doing the Motivator from Electric Warrior. And we heard the Flamin' Groovies with Dr. Boogie from Teenage Head, their classic from 1971. This is the late lawmaker from Liberia, Congresswoman Melinda Jackson Parker.
Cousin Mosquito number 2, spoken, played, and sung by Melinda Jackson Parker, with a portion of the famous Rondamano Prelude in C sharp minor. He really was a genius. Rachmaninoff died heartbroken because he had no money to publish his compositions. His brother would have published them, but was also bankrupt. Rachmaninoff was never buried when he died, but was thrown out in the pauper's field. But his music lives forever. Centuries later, his music did not fade away and is now being played throughout the world. Among his great compositions, his prelude in C sharp minor is my favorite selection. Drums.
Mosquito.
fight Cousin Mosquito and his solo. It has the sting of death. Always sing before he sting. Beware, take my advice. Mosquito is no friend to man. When you're living in a tropical country or visiting, it's all the same. Use DDT and destroy this wicked demon, blood-sipping, sapping creature. Prevent this tiny creature from sapping all of your blood. Watch, pray, prevent, and save your little toe. Mosquito, watch your little toe. Mosquito, it's a human blood. Watch your little toe. And when you're in a warm
chickadee, and this is what she said to me, da 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 bum bum.
MOSPP. It's time to get the mop. Henry Red Allen. Getting the mop. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Before that, Lucia Pamela, Walking on the Moon, and the lawmaker from Liberia, the late Congresswoman Melinda Jackson Parker, singing of Mosquito, Cousin Mosquito Number 2. I'm Cecil Doyle. Go out and make it a great weekend. Come on back. We'll do this thing again on Monday.